mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're talking about the order of death, known as the Order of Skull and Bones. Many of our presidents, CIA directors, both presidential candidates in this last election, John Kerry and George W. Bush, his cousin. We're talking to Chris Milligan, one of the preeminent experts on skull and bones, and he kind of got an inside track on how the intelligence agencies operate because his father was a section chief or desk head for the globalists in some of their larger sectors. We're about to go to your calls. In fact, we're going to go to those calls right now. Because everything you see happening today goes back to the elites that are in different secret societies, but the different heads of each group are the heads of the other groups, and Skull and Bones is one of the central groups. Don in Arizona, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead, Don.
Thank you. I apologize for being off topic.
That's okay. Go ahead.
But I found some research talking about phenylalanine and aspartame. And it discussed how phenylalanine is a naturally occurring amino acid in the body, and it metabolizes into neurotransmitters. And a lot of the symptoms of aspartame poisoning match the symptoms of deficiencies in phenylalanine in the body. And I thought this is important for people to know that it's not just a matter of being a poison. This stuff will mess with your head, basically.
Well, I've had a lot of doctors and medical doctors on about aspartame in over 9,000 foods now, and it's basically wood alcohol. But during different processes, as it breaks down, yeah, what you said is the fact. And this just shows how the globalists will take depleted uranium. These skull and bones, there's just love using it, and our troops are getting sick from it. Chris Milligan, I mean, they could care less about us. Comments?
Yes. They want to move our country away from being a republic to being a fascist state and move the economic engine out of here and move it to China. And that seems to be their basic plan. And then also solidifying their blue-bloodiness to be kingly over us, you know, it seems to be what they continue to do through psychological means and through direct means.
Don, anything else?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, you had mentioned lasers being pointed at aircraft.
Yeah, and that's because 6 months ago the FBI advertised that, oh, terrorists may use lasers, and so now they found out it's kids that heard that on the news out aiming their little lasers at planes. More fear-mongering.
I just wanted to let you know about 10 years ago I had heard some stuff on History Channel about how the Russians had actually developed.
Oh, they have real lasers and they've shot some of our ships and blinded people with them.
Yes,
those are high powered. Thanks for the call. Fake terror alerts. They even manufacture copycats. Comments on that, Chris?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they have to have a boogeyman. So I mean, they use our hopes and our fears. You know. So they, you know, they've got to create something to make fear so that they can, you know, move people and hoodwink them. So that happens all the time.
That's it. All right, we're going to go to break here in a moment. We'll go right to Jason and Eric and Mike and Manuel and others. But I want to get more into how they think they get power off of these death rituals. Because they really do these. I mean, this has been caught on tape. I've caught it on tape. Others have caught it on tape.
Well, it was very interesting. You know, Alexander Robbins' book, which I do recommend people read because there is some good information in there.
But she's from right across the road at another secret society.
Right. She's a member of Scroll and Key. And you know, two things that she did in that book, she tried to say that what Rosenbaum caught on tape, oh, well, that was nothing. They were just setting him up. But if you look at the ritual that he caught and look at other historical documents that we get bits and pieces of the ritual, it's right on. And then the other thing she tried to do was say, well, oh, gosh, Prescott Bush would just happen to be the director of this bank, that this one guy had some money, and then the Nazi thing wasn't really anything. And that's one thing I tried to do in the book, too, was to show people that the Nazi thing was more than just Prescott Bush. It was a lot of Skull and Bones was involved.
Stay there. We'll take calls and talk about it. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to C Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call C Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit cmineral.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking about the order of death. Skull and Bones. Many of your so-called Christian conservative leaders. And we're about to go to Eric in Massachusetts, but he just hung up. So we'll go to Jason and Mike and Manuel and others here in just a moment. Homosexuality. Mr. Milligan, that's a thread I see run through this that I pick up at Skull and Bones, but I know the offshoot at Bohemian Grove, and the point is they're total hypocrites. At Bohemian Grove, you have them busing in male prostitutes, male porn stars, that's mainstream news. You know, we're talking San Francisco Chronicle, New York Post, to quote, service them. Richard Nixon said basically, there's a recording of this, Harper's Magazine reported on it. That's kind of when the Grove got mad at him and went after him. But he called it basically a homosexual orgy. Now, I didn't see that while I was inside for 5 hours. I just saw a huge satanic ritual. That's the day I snuck in, was to get that on tape. Not just death rituals. What about sex rituals?
Well, you know, one of the known rituals of Skull and Bones is you're supposed to talk about all your sexual experiences. And there is talk of homosexual rights involved in it. Whether those happen for sure, I mean, I don't know. They don't talk. There is evidence for it, and there's evidence for it in other organizations also.
I mean, the reports we've gotten from source after source, and I've got sources that are very good, let's just say very close to Skull and Bones, that they get in the coffins. They don't just have the whole group of men in there in the room. They get in the coffin and they do something with a skull when they're naked. And then, of course, people try to deny that, but the evidence certainly goes that direction.
Right. And I mean, then you have the whole Franklin cover-up and you know, I mean, you have this theme running through it quite a bit. And you know, I mean, you have to also, these people that are members of Skull and Bones have gone through a quote-unquote mind control themselves, because in a secret society, going through rituals are a part of mind control. And so there's a...
Well, yeah, it's the ancient form of it.
You're right. So there's a good possibility that, you know, the homosexuality is part of that type of compartmentalization, and that that gives you the ability then to do some of the horrific acts and be associated with...
Well, yeah, the Italian mob, La Cosa Nostra, in the 50s, when their rituals finally got audiotaped, they burn a picture of Jesus, they say a little prayer to the devil. This is because they're good little Catholic boys. They've got to test them after they've committed murders, after they've shaken people down, after they've done decades of work for the family. Now at the final point, now we're going to test you to go 180 degrees against your whole moral construct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this place of compartmentalization, because part of this grew out of, you know, these Calvinists and hyper-Calvinists who believe that, you know, everything is preordained, and once you're saved, you can do whatever you want. And the hyper-Calvinists also believe that there are people that are predestined to hell. And so in the early, you know, in the 1600s, 1700s, these people with this very strong religious belief, and they aren't supposed to believe in magic, but then they're immersed in a culture that is completely surrounded by folk magic. And so that helps create this compartmentalization in the mind that then allows them to be hypocritical in their actions. You understand?
Well, it's like this so-called Christian group called the Brotherhood in D.C., where these congressmen live in the house, and media goes there and interviews them, and they're like, oh, we love Nietzsche. We're not really worried about abortion. And then it's the supposed most Christian conservative leaders come out of this group, but then when you find out what they're really doing, it's hanging out with the gay porn stars in the woods.
Right, and it's like, you know, in this one book, there's a story of a meeting with Reagan that he had in London with somebody, and they said, we're going to take homosexuality and abortion and shoot them like bullets into the stomach of the America psyche. Because you know, the elites really don't care about that, but it is, you know, because abortion and homosexuality happen, okay? And as long as they happen, that gives them something to hang a controversy on.
But they never really do anything about it.
No, they never really do anything about it. It just gives them a controversy so that they can get people on both sides, throwing stones back and forth.
It's called a wedge issue. Let's go to the calls. Let's talk to Jason in California. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question for both of you. Maybe shed some light on something. In my family, we've had a portrait. I think it's of my great 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 grandfather, and he has a medal hanging off his suit there, and I had asked my mom what that was, and she said as far as she knew, he was from England, and he was part of the Knights of Maccabee. I was wondering if any of you, both of you gentlemen, have heard of that. She said it was some sort of secret society going back to royalty, that if we traced our lineage far enough, that...
These different allied groups.
The Knights of Maccabee, again, you're going back to, right around the first couple centuries in Jerusalem, where the Templars and these families basically trace their roots to. When in 770 A.D., when Emperor Justinian took over
Titus,
Jerusalem.
Titus went in.
Right. Titus took over Jerusalem. The royal families... And then also the families around the temple, because you had a situation where your father did it before you, and it's handed down to the first son or to
again,
one of the sons to control the spikenard or something like that.
And that's the intelligence agency nature. Secret societies were just secret guilds over construction, mathematics, farming. It was secrets, and universities were secret, and they believed science was magic. That's where this magic connection comes in because it goes back to antiquity, correct?
Right, right. And the priesthoods, I mean, they found out that, gee, if I can, create, quote-unquote, some magic, then the people, they'll start giving me free food, and sometimes they'll even give me their daughters before they're married, you know? So, I mean, the priesthood figured out that...
Okay, since you brought this up, very important, this goes to the heart of the New World Order. 6,000 years ago, a witch doctor, let's say, in what's Iran today, at that time called Aryan, that was just the region, Iran means that, or pick some African tribe 6,000 years ago, whatever, any group you want to pick in the world. These guilds would first study the stars, and they knew that after certain many years that there would be an eclipse, that something swallowed up the sun. So they would tell everybody, do what I say. People would periodically forget it, not follow the witch doctor guilds, the first secret societies, and wouldn't give them all the goodies and build them a temple, the biggest house to live in, and give them offerings of food every day and be their slaves, basically, but through superstition. They would finally say, okay, you're in trouble. Tomorrow the snake will eat the sun. And when the snake ate the sun, it was really just the moon going over the sun. Oh, they would prostrate themselves before him. So, again, this goes back to knowing hidden knowledge lets you scam the flock, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And then, like with technology, one thing we find is that these people will take an old technology, milk it, and keep on milking it, and then hold off.
Suppress the new technology.
Right, suppress the new technology, and it helps them keep control. It's like the gasoline. You know, I mean, there was already markets when gasoline came around for oil, both illumination and, grease and stuff like that, and so they just started to monopolize that, and diesel came along, and he said, wait a minute, these guys have a monopoly on this, and so he had a social conscience. He developed the diesel engine in 1900. He ran it at Paris Exposition 24/7 on nothing but peanut oil, and pretty soon diesel is sleeping with the fishes, and the diesel engine is slightly modified so it runs on petrochemicals.
Thanks for the call, Jason. Really good points. Mike in Illinois. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Alex, and to your guest. I just have a question for you guys. I'm a Christian, and I'm very much into this secret societies and the New World Order and Illuminati and whatnot and 33 Degree Mason. But at my church, Alex, and I've showed a couple films, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, and, Alex, the people in my church, they're brainwashed. They still think Mr. Bush is a Christian man, and I talked to one gentleman in my church a few weeks ago, and he said, well, you could talk about what he was in college and this and that, but he's a born-again Christian. He's a Christian man. He's a great man. He prays with his cabinet members. He prays before every meeting he has and this and that. And, Alex, I just want to ask this to you guys. As far as I'm concerned, I look at Bush, I see him as an evil, satanic tyrant. Am I wrong in my
belief? All right, let me just say something about this. Bush, on his public face, is whatever group he's talking to, like Clinton. Shinto shrines in Japan, mosque in Chicago. He's praying to Allah. He's praying to Buddha. He's praying to the demon of the shrine. And they've had articles about he never goes to church. And I'm not saying you have to go to church to be a Christian. My point is that where he really goes to church, what he's really into, what he doesn't miss, is Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones weddings that are rituals. I want to talk about that some, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
So when he really goes to church, it's before a stone idol. Comments, Chris?
Absolutely. I mean, those are just things for public pronouncement. It reminds me of, quote-unquote, the Pharisees in the Bible. And, would a Christian take his nation on a war of revenge? Would a Christian go, do this most latest war at Iraq? I say, judge a person by their fruits. And by their fruits, I don't see the man to be a Christian at all.
Would a Christian have a forced psychological testing, forced drugging plan passed?
Absolutely, Alex. No, I believe he is demonic, Alex.
He's just a rubber boy. He'll just be whatever is needed.
Yeah, did you see him yesterday with Clinton and his dad? He was stumbling so bad, and Herbert Walker was just wincing. But thanks for the call, Mike. We'll come back, talk to Manuel and others with our guest, Chris Milligan. The book, Fleshing Out Skull and Bones. We'll tell you how to get it after this break.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net. Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, as I said before the break, I'm going to give you the number to get Fleshing Out Skull and Bones. And it's a good coffee table book because it's in chapters. It's full of photos, and it's important to know who and what our ruling elite are. A bunch of decadent, power-mad control freaks. I mean, look at history. Elites always go crazy. They're always into a bunch of decadent garbage. They always think they're God. And we have to understand this is really going on. So here's the number if you want to call and get a copy, 877-300-7645, 877-300-7645. And I'm not selling the book, but the Genesis Network is. They have it on their secure online shopping cart, and I'm glad they're doing this. They offer a few other great books like Preacher from Jekyll Island and others exposing the New World Order. Go to GCNlive.com/shopGCN. Or just go to GCNlive.com. You'll see a big banner for Shop GCN. And I'm glad that I talked to the network. I said, I want to interview Chris Milligan, and you guys ought to carry his book because it's powerful stuff. Chris, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk now to Manuel in Pennsylvania. Manuel, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Got a great discussion here. Got a question. I was being raised. It became well aware to me that there was so many secret societies. It was a literal panoply of just all these groups and organizations drumming along at their own little tune. And through that fine little symphony there, it all came together in one final composition. They were all working towards the same goal. It looks incredibly complex, but it's actually simple to the likeness of it.
Now, a few dozen secret societies that are real, you know, powerful official secret
right,
societies.
Right, and then there's
lots of copycats, but out of those dozen or so real ones, it's a few hundred people that are the heads of all the groups.
The other ones have a symbiotic relationship that depends on the power of the ones above them. So I was reading about the NAACP and long ago found out about them, but I wanted to read about the players. And I came across reading much about William Edward Bernhardt Du Bois. When I was reading the released FBI files on him, I found out about a secret society called, it was spelled B-O-U-L-E, I think it's pronounced Du Bois.
Boulay.
The Boulay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I was reading about them, and what it says about them, what I ended up finding out and through my research was that in their history book, they write about how they would partake of the tenets of Skull and Bones. So that piqued my interest, of course. And then you see that some of the most influential members of the so-called black population, Jesse J. Jackson and even Martin Luther King and many others, David Dinkins of New York, were members of the secret society. And it just shows you how everybody...
Well, that's because the elite has to control any threat. And you look at black leaders today, they're there to make sure blacks and everybody else, for that matter, is dependent on the government. If they can't get you on welfare, they get you in the criminal system or now the psychiatric system or under a draft. It's all about getting us under state control. Comments, Chris?
Well, anytime you have a pyramidal organization where, you know, somebody above you can, you know, ask you to do something, it can be used for good or bad. And like I say, secret societies have not always been a bad thing. Sometimes they have done good. But most definitely the situation we have today, they are doing some very bad dirty.
Well, the capacity for abuse.
Boulay, and yes, it's a secret society that is black and also related a bit to the Prince Hall Mason.
Right, and they also, much like Skull and Bones and various others, they use the same cover of that possible deniability, which
hey,
is always...
Look. The Black Masonic Hall here in town, and I confirm this, the Prince Hall Lodge, has a picture of Albert Pike in it. Folks, Albert Pike was one of the founders of the Klan.
Well, what I wanted to say was they used the cover of the Greek letter fraternities, much like us.
Well, you don't hear
Let
me stop you. You don't hear Jesse Jackson saying, take Albert Pike's statue down, but it's behind the Supreme Court.
Hey, he's a servant of his master. He's an advisor to the king, as much as what they call themselves. You know.
Well, and he's also blackmailable. I mean, you know,
exactly.
You don't just control people by, you know, people are controlled through many different ways. But also, going back in history, you have Francis Dashwood, who at one time was head of the Masons, was head of the anti-Masons, and also head of British intelligence at the same time.
Now, let me stop you for a second. Look, the point here is that Jesse Jackson will push to have the Confederate battle flag taken off an Alabama license plate, which is just stupid, but then he doesn't care about a statue of Albert Pike.
He's about pitting one group against the other. They create chaos, and that's all that he does.
So. I hear you. Thanks for the call. Great points, Manuel. Chris, continuing?
Well, like I say, you know, we find that people, you know, some people do their bidding for many different reasons. And not everybody that is doing their bidding is always in the midst of the evil cabal. And sometimes people get hoodwinked.
Well, that's why their system is the pyramid, their symbol,
yes.
Because it's about top-down compartmentalization as the
Absolutely.
Intelligence agencies operate. Stay with us, Chris Milligan. Let's come back, cover some current events, and talk about Anthony Sutton, and take more calls at 1-800-259-9231. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
ABC Nightly News played the video of the satanic ritual as they're worshiping the devil. It's a small part of one of the rituals they do out in the courtyard. Behind the big walls, and Peter Jennings just said, oh, they're just having fun. It's all real funny. Can you imagine if I was doing rituals like this in my backyard, and then it was on local television, and then you guys would all be pretty mad at me, wouldn't you? I think the general public would. What if you were doing this, and your neighbor was doing this? But our Christian leaders do it, and oh, it's no big deal. We're talking to Chris Milligan, who wrote the powerful book, 712 pages long, Fleshing Out Skull and Bones. And we're taking your calls at 1-800-259-9231. John in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. I have your book, Chris. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Two questions here. One on Hillary Clinton. What made her so accessible when she went to Yale? What kind of background did she and her father have when she came from, I think, Chicago? And also, can you give us some information on Pamela Harriman and her role and how she instigated some insider manipulation with the Clinton, bringing him through the rank and file?
Well, I do not know a lot about Hillary's background in Chicago. Basically, a word on the street is that she works for National Security Agency, NSA, which
right.
is much
right.
larger than the CIA. And then, as far as Pamela Harriman, she was the last wife of Averell Harriman, a very powerful
Democrat Skull and Bones, who in the same office was Republican Prescott Bush, and she was his last wife. And when Clinton lost the governorship there in Arkansas, she gave him a job. And then when he got back, when he was president, then he made her ambassador to France.
Right.
And
well, I brought real quick here. I brought Hillary up just for the sake, because I thought either Alex or somebody would note that I heard rumor that her father was in the legal profession, who also represented some high-ranking mafia bosses. I just didn't know if that was true.
Yeah, I've read that, but I mean, let me just add something to all this. Look at how when Congressman Dan Burton's committee was going to go after Clinton for pardoning cocaine dealers and people who were involved with communist generals. Notice how Bush said, it's over. You're not going to investigate. Stop it. You know, MENA, Arkansas, and the cocaine dealing. These people are just puppets. And these are staged fights, folks. It is completely staged. Look at the policies between the Clintons versus the Bushes. They're almost identical, except for a few, you know, rhetoric issues that Chris Milligan mentioned earlier. So I'm glad you brought that up. Thanks for the call, John. Before we take just a few final calls, I'm going to talk about Anthony Sutton some and then about a few other issues with you, Chris Milligan. Before we do that, though, I want to get into the 2004 election. Now, they did the genealogy, Burke's peerage and others. They weren't just cousins on one side of the family. Each person has really two sides of their family, and then each of those sides has two other sides, and it goes out basically from infinity. It's not just like their cousins, 13th, 15th, 12th cousins, 9th cousins, as they are. They're cousins over and over and over again, and those cousins are cousins. And it's not like, oh, we're all related. No, folks, this is why they call it blue blood. It was the Eastern breeding, you know, the Atlantic accent, almost a British accent. They are like a breed of dog, you know, where you just breed the beagles with beagles. Can you talk about that and talk about the 2004 election?
Well, the basic family grouping at Yale and at Skull and Bones is the Whitney family, with an overarching family of the Cabots. And that seems to be the bloodline that is there, and then it hooks into all the you know, the royal blood. And why do the blue bloods think they're blue? Well, it's because they you know, they say they're related to King David, which is a nice way of saying, hey, I'm related to Jesus, and we should be your kings, blah 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 blah.
And that gets into the Merovingians. And let me add something here again, and I've made this point over and over again. I've studied it. It isn't Catholics that run the New World Order. It isn't Jews. It isn't Protestants. It's devil worshippers. And there's Jews, there's Catholics, there's Christians, there's blacks, but predominantly it's a pretty white supremacist type organization. And from my studies, that's what we're dealing with. And they confuse us again with all these different group titles. Is that correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. They, you know, like I say, they own all the cups, and they can move the P to whatever cup they want. And so, yeah, they seem to control all these basic organizations, and then present, it's like an octopus, and they'll, you know, have one arm over here, flash something, and then have another one over there. And,
well, that's like Barry Hamish, the writer for the Jerusalem Post, you name it, very respected. He discovered that the Bilderberg Group controls the Jewish prime ministers and the Palestinian Authority. I mean, it's all a stage deal there.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. They want to create chaos. And because, you know, they seem to have this religiosity, and they tie it a lot to, like, books of Daniel and what. I mean, why are we in Baghdad sitting about where the Tower of Babel was? I mean, this ancient, you know, civilization.
Why is the symbol for the European Union the Tower of Babel? And they admit that.
Mm-hmm.
With a giant pentagram above it and owls on the money and a beast rising out of the ocean on the money. They just flaunt it in our face.
Right. And well, you look at the Chairman von Braun, you know, he told this one secretary that basically they were going to use terrorism and then an asteroid and then flying saucers. And you know, you can look at this and, I mean, this may be way off the wall, but you get Jesus in the sky with aliens saying, oh, you guys stop this fighting here, all this chaos, and you ought to work with my, you know, my blue blood brothers over there.
Well,
you know?
They admit that they have these programs with these holograms, and they do have these programs for disasters and to scare people through all of this. It, folks, they're a band of con artists.
Absolutely.
Basically, a high-tech con artist. That's what they do, and they just get better and better and better and better at it. Frank in Georgia. Frank, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey there. Before I ask you my question, first of all, I want to tell you thank you for listening to me. Concerning the Catholics, I come from Quebec in Canada.
Yes.
And I was raised Catholic. Most people are over there. And it seems that they realize that it's kind of pointless to keep going to church because they keep telling you this all this bunch of fake stuff.
Well, look, the World Council of Churches and others run by Skull and Bonesers, it's all the denominations, it's all the groups. It's the Jewish groups, the Christian groups, the Catholic groups, you know, the Protestant groups. And if you look at all the heads of these groups over and over again, they're globalists. And that's why the globalist symbol is the pyramid. All they got to have is their top people over the main organizations and then have us all fight with each other down at the lower levels. And, you know, you got the Pope calling for world government. You got the Protestant group saying world government isn't bad. You got, I mean, it's serious.
Well, you have Dulles is now a cardinal. And part of this operation, too, is to divorce us from our institutions and to make us think our institutions are bad. And, I mean, you know, we need to have some government. But part of this operation is to say, oh, it's all the government's fault. It's all the government doing it. But it's not the government.
It's the criminal organized crime syndicate that plugs in at the top compartmental levels.
Right. They have infiltrated our government, have created the national security state, and then have used that secrecy of the national security state against us.
And then to undermine and expand their nest. Go ahead and finish up,
Right, and the same thing with religion and spiritual matters. You know, it's good for people to come together and to worship and to do this. I mean, and there's a reality to spirituality. Okay.
Right, the globalists certainly know that.
Right.
But Frank, final comment.
I just wanted to ask you: do you know about the Georgia Guidestones? I don't know if you heard about that.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Does it have anything to do with Skulls and Bones or the...
Okay, let me just stop you.
Yeah.
Whether it's the left-wing groups or the right-wing groups or any of these groups, and it's the telltale sign of a globalist, they push a population control agenda, which is their pretext to go around enslaving and exterminating. And, the Georgia Guidestones say keep the Earth at 500 million.
Yeah.
But the Ted Turners, the Prince Phillips, all these people push this. Thanks for the call. Let me get a comment from Chris Milligan.
Well, again, it's something like they give... You know, one thing for some people to digest is a reason, and then they give another, like oil. They say, oh, well, we're in Iraq, you know, for oil, you know. But, I mean, that's jive. It's just an excuse for them.
Well, certainly
oil is
part of it, trillions in oil.
Well,
but it's also about weapons sales.
It's
about training a cadre of military for gun confiscation. There's a whole bunch of reasons.
And it's chaos, and it's for, you know, I mean, there's a reason why they're in Baghdad and in Iraq. And then they're trying to create, mostly they're trying to create chaos.
I hear you. Thanks for the call, Frank. Last caller for our guest, and we're talking about a few minutes about Anthony Sutton. Really broke a lot of the news.
Blessed man.
Let's talk to Roberta in Colorado. Roberta, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
I just wanted to make a comment that I purchased the Bloodlines of the Illuminati, and that book, I feel everyone should have a copy of that, especially people who listen to your program.
Well, I sell it. Thanks for plugging it.
It's a great book.
Let me say this. I know Fritz, and Fritz has done some good work, but also he says in there himself, he says, listen, I just gathered this stuff, and I'm throwing it up in the air, and there is some stuff in Fritz's book that is not correct. So you just need to do your homework on it, but there's a lot of good information in that book, yes.
Well, you know, I just wanted to say that. It explains everything. You'll understand everything that's going on in this globe if you just read through that book. And I have a question. I understand Fritz was in prison. What happened?
Oh, they definitely set him up. I interviewed his wife a few months ago.
Yes. He's in federal prison, bank robbery and growing marijuana.
Bank robbery?
Yeah, they kept raiding him, finding no marijuana, you know, no criminal record. They kept raiding him over taxes. And then finally had a felon claim that he was that he'd robbed a bank.
Oh boy. Well, okay, that's all I wanted to say. You have a great show, and I think everyone should pick up Bloodlines and read about these families. They're very sick people.
Yeah, I've said it that I can't find anything in there, just from my knowledge, it isn't documented. But I mean, anything that's 700, 800 pages long is going to have a few.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not perfect. We try to get. You know, what's happening, a lot of this stuff is hidden. Like, I never said Bohemian Grove was real until I snuck in and got the video of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know he talks in there about one fellow he says died from some cult in Sio, and I talked to the fellow himself, and I know he didn't get killed. So, like I say, I just know there's some information in there that is incorrect, but, you know.
Well, no, I respect your opinion, Chris, because I've read your book, and it's very well sourced, and I've said it's preeminent, I think.
Well, thank you. You know, we tried. Like I said, one thing I wanted to do was to not just, you know, preach at people about what I believe, what I think. I wanted to give them, you know, a broad breadth of viewpoints so that they can make up their own mind, and then also they can use that as a resource to do their own research, because, you know, all of us are in this together, and our children and our grandchildren, and, you know, it behooves us to stand up, because
tell us about Anthony Sutton, and really when we first started learning of Skull and Bones, and when it started surfacing into the conscious, because you could talk to somebody 10 years ago about Skull and Bones, they'd look at you like you had five heads. Now everybody I talk to knows about it.
Right. Well, Anthony was a technological researcher, and he was at Hoover Institute at Stanford, and he was writing these books about Western technology and the Soviets. And he came to realize that the Soviets didn't really have any technology. Everything they had, we either gave them through lend-lease or surreptitiously.
Just like our government gave the Nazis everything, and he covered that.
Right. And then he found out that, this was in 68, that in the Vietnam War, a lot of the materiel that the North Vietnamese were using was coming from Russia, was coming from factories that were built in the United States that were ordered through Italy. And a lot of the material, the bullets, the half tracks, even the motors in the ships that were taking the arms material out there were coming from the United States. So you had the United States supplying both sides in this war. And he found this out and well documented. And the Hoover Institute wouldn't let him print his last volume on this. And so he went around them and printed it himself, National Assisted Suicide. And then he got kicked out of Stanford Institute, and, you know, his life turned around because he was just reporting the truth. And so he did a bunch of research to find out why, you know, this was happening. And then he did his Wall Street series of books, and then somebody sent him, a disgruntled family member sent him a list of Skull and Bones. And he didn't look at it right away, but he copied it and then later looked at it and said, gee, these are some of the same people he was talking about. And then he wrote his books, came out in 83 in four little volumes, and he put it together in 86 into America's Secret Establishment. Couldn't get it printed here. First ones were printed in Australia. Finally, a mom-and-pop print shop in Montana says, what do you mean nobody will publish it here? And they published it for many years. And then it was going out of print. I'd become friends with Anthony, and I says, Anthony, we can't let this go out of print. And I says, we need to put it in hardback and try and get it into the bookstores. We got it into hardback, and 3 weeks he was dead. And it was, you know, but we finally did able to get it into some bookstores. And
you don't think there was anything suspicious there, do you?
You know, there's a possibility, but, you know, I really don't know. You know, you know, the coroner there says that he died of natural causes. He was 77. He did smoke. You know, I mean, he basically dropped dead at his house. His girlfriend thinks that there was weird things with the people upstairs, but, you know, I really don't know.
All right. Interesting thing I've never heard, we just learned. The world Skull and Bones wants to build. I mean, if they had their way, if we weren't resisting them, if they had their way, it's pretty clear what life will be like, a total police state, a nightmare, Brave New World, THX 1138, synthesis with 1984. But what do you see the New World Order building if they have their way?
Yeah, if they have their way, basically a fascist state, remove a bunch of the population, try and create big eco-zones, and just have a small population. And you know, we're they're basically like feudals, and everybody else are peasants and slaves.
And we're all busy talking about left and right, and meanwhile they're just recreating feudalism.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going back to the old days of what they are, blue blood scum.
Yep. That's, you know, that seems to be what their direction that they want to move us towards. And
royals of old, bored in the castle, got on power trips and thought they were gods and got into weird rituals, and it just gets passed on. It's the same thing today. A bunch of psychopaths who think they're God.
Right, and a lot of times they're usurpers. But, you know, you look into history, and what does a usurper usually do? The first thing a usurper does is he creates, you know, some fake genealogy or, you know, a fake story.
Well, that's exactly what they do, is that they have these little chants about, you know, was he a warrior king or a pirate or a thief? You know, it's like, oh, there's the Nazi symbol, the skull and bones, the exact same thing that the SS wore right there on the tomb door in New Haven, Connecticut.
Right, and then also, like, killing of Kennedy. I've looked at that really hard, and you see some of the ducks that were put in a row were put in a row even before Kennedy was elected. And what that was this elaborate ritual of killing of the king. You can read about it in Golden Bough, written in the 30s. And, when you kill
the Hiram Abiff and all that Masonic stuff.
Right, when you kill a king, you take his power. And how is he built up to be this big king? But through Skull and Bones, through Time, Life, and Henry Luce. And built to be this big Camelot. We went from the land of Camelot into the land of Oz, where the wizard is behind the scenes manipulating things. And it's part of their revealment of their, they want to create this relationship.
It's serious stuff. Chris Milligan, I want to thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Stay there. We'll talk on the other side.
Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of 4 AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of 4 small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Globalists get around a big 45-foot stone owl in red and black robes and worship Moloch, the human sacrifice deity of the coast there of the Mediterranean. And I know this, they admit they bust in the male prostitutes for our Christian leaders. And then we just put up with it. It's unbelievable. And that's what I cover in my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. But finishing up with Chris Milligan, because we cut you off there short. Again, Chris, thanks for coming on with us, and God bless you, and look forward to having you back up in the near future.
Anytime, Alex. Thank you kindly.
And just finishing up, are we going to be able to I think we'll be able to defeat the New World Order, but if people
get serious. I mean, they're really having to react to a lot of things, and the creativity that the Internet has engendered.
They wanted to use the Internet as a control system, but it's not working.
No, it's a two-edged sword, you know, and the culture drove the Internet into something that they had no idea could be. And so they are faced with, a population that is becoming informed. And, you know, my dad quit the CIA in, about 58, right after the narcotics, because he didn't want to get involved in it.
And more and more people are going to do that. That's my last point.
Right.
Is that the head of Camp X-Ray, the general, quit and refused to torture, and now they can't even have a fake tribunal because their own prosecutors and defense people are saying it isn't a real trial. So now the State Department, the CIA, says we'll just hold people for life.
Right, and look who they tried to make Department of Homeland Security, an ex-driver of Rudy Giuliani. The guy hadn't even graduated from high school.
And was involved with all sorts of shady underworld characters. Thanks for the call. I mean, thank you for joining us, Chris. God bless you.
My pleasure. You take care. God bless. Bye.
You bet. Take care, my friend. There's so many news items I'm here looking at the end I wanted to cover. The Internet is roughly doubling its users every year now. Blogs are up 58%. What are blogs? It's the media's term for individuals writing things on the net and people wanting to read it. 58% in 1 year. And that's just people out searching out for information, creating a type of community again. Millions and millions of our minds, we can overpower the globalists. We can overpower their disinfo agents. We can win this thing against the New World Order. But that's why they're coming out with Internet 2 to shut down the old net and control the new net. That's why they're coming out with all these big terror attacks. They're souping up and engineering and brewing. So we got to get the word out, number one, about who's behind the terror. You look at modern terrorism, it's the globalists. Almost every time, any big fancy event, some huge complex event, it's them. And they have the motives. We've got to expose that now and have a mantra. Giving up liberty gives you tyranny and slavery, not security. You've got to counter them, and all of you have to be leaders in this fight. And in closing here at the end of the broadcast, you want to know about secret societies, folks. My film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, is preeminent. I mean, when it comes to films, I mean, I snuck in there. I got the video. You need to have Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. No need to, have to go read something on the Internet about it, though that stuff's great. You can actually watch the video, the rumors, and the documentation begins. And just for a few more days, because I've been so busy, I haven't taken it down yet, we got these specials of over 70% off some of my best films, bunch of different discounts. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart. Watch video clips. Look at the specials. Order them. Make copies. Get them out to people. Or call toll-free to order. You can call and ask about the different video titles and specials. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please get the videos. Please get them out to people. Please don't wait. And in closing, you can call toll-free to get Chris Milligan's book, 877-300-7645, 877-300-7645. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all.